Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Motiversity fam? If you're loving our daily motivation and are hungry for powerful conversations that'll ignite your mind and propel your journey, you've got to check out Tom Bilyeu's podcast, Impact Theory. Dive deep into the minds of the world's most sought-after guests, the game changers, innovators, and thought leaders who crack the code to success. And Tom's insatiable hunger for knowledge gives the show urgency and relevance while giving listeners the knowledge, tools, and empowerment to take control of their lives and develop true personal power. Imagine a virtual mentorship with visionaries like Tony Robbins, Simon Sinek, and Tim Ferriss. Tom dives into their stories, extracting the wisdom and strategies that have shaped their extraordinary lives. It's not just a podcast. It's your roadmap to personal evolution. Impact Theory will challenge your thinking, push your limits, and empower you to become the best version of yourself. Find Impact Theory wherever you listen to podcasts and join the community of impact-driven individuals who are changing the game. Remember, Motiversity fam, it's time to unleash your potential. Tune into Impact Theory and let your transformation begin.
Do you know yourself, or do you aspire to be something you might actually not be?
You have the dream, but you have to execute, and it's just gonna take you time. Because either at 15 you're going to make it up and try to front, which is your vulnerability, or you'll just put in the work, put in the work, put in the work, and that's it. Like, it's just a process, man. Life is long. Like, you know, like, just put out the work, put out the work.
We are just completely in this incredible place of unlimited options. I just struggle with people's inability to have perspective on where they sit an opportunity in a 7.7 billion person world.
The quickest and easiest way to get to do what you want while paying your bills is to start sacrificing leisure and other things and start focusing on monetizing the thing that you want to do in the future.
I used to drag through school. By the time I got to 3:30, I was like dead because I hated it. So you can't put in the hours unless you love it. That's why I believe loving it leads to the most success, because I think somebody else loves what you don't love, mm-hmm. that you're doing for money. True. Thus, they'll be more successful because they're gonna do it for 19 hours. Now, there's talent.
Yes.
You may not love singing and you open up your mouth and you sound like Whitney Houston. That's real. You may not love, there's athletes, absolutely, I know them, who are not passionate about their sport, but they were born 6'10". And very coordinated. So it happens. But I think that's the rarity.
Your rank amongst the 7.7 billion people in the world when it comes to opportunity is ridiculous.
To have a special life, you have to do special things. And that usually means putting in the work and loving it. You take your advantages. Some advantages are experience. Some advantages are youth.
You have to deploy patience. It's not gonna happen overnight.
Right, that's what I learned from you, you know?
I've put out content for 8.5 years before anybody gave.
I have to dream.
Please factor in what the world's going to be like in 2019 to 2025 versus looking at what the world was like 2009 to 2015. Way too many decisions by way too many people are being made by factoring in the past without anticipating the future.
Forget about Benzes and shoes and homes and planes. The ROI of life is not money, it's being happy. And when I look at the people that I see that are happy, regardless of their income levels or success or fame or notoriety or money, so much of that is completely predicated on the fact that either their parenting or circumstance helped them have actual perspective to what the hell is going on here.
Do you know what I wish for all of you 25-year-olds in here? That you knew how young you feel at 40. News alert, you're gonna kind of feel exactly the same.
I don't think there's anything wrong with chasing money. I just think that it's usually the quickest way not to get it.
I am remarkably stunned by the lack of accountability in our society. Everything wrong at VaynerMedia, anything that ever happens, any piece of content, anything that ever happens in my life, 100% is my fault. And let me tell you what happens with accountability. You get real happy. When you feel that there's no other source controlling your shit, all of a sudden it gets happier. Your ego and your insecurity doesn't want to take the L. You don't want to admit that you fucked up. Because for some reason, so many of you are living your lives based on other people's opinions, and that is crippling you.
The way to really eliminate fear is by not giving a f- about anybody's opinion. My losses are mine. I'll deal with them myself. I don't need your 2 cents. You're losing plenty on your own. Patience and inner voice makes you unbeatable.
This phone is more powerful technology-wise than the computers that Ronald Reagan had to run the free world. This thing, while you lay in bed from 7 p.m. to 2 in the morning, is your gateway to get out of the thing that you complain about, yet we'd rather watch entire seasons of Friends again on Netflix. The one thing that connects everyone here, regardless of you're winning, you're losing, company, employee, entrepreneur, the one thing from coast to coast that connects every person here is the one asset that we should all be chasing is attention. Before you achieve anything, whatever the hell you came here for, when you go and output to try to create your business, run for mayor, raise money for a nonprofit, no matter what you do, no matter what you try to accomplish, when you leave this conference, the one thing that you should be chasing is people's attention. Before you can accomplish selling a sneaker or a cookie or a t-shirt or insurance or whatever you do, you need somebody's attention to tell them. Then your message has to be on point enough to commit them into doing what you'd like. Attention, my friends, is the asset. Nothing else is important to me besides attention. The reason I've always adapted to new content and new platforms, the internet itself, email, YouTube, Google AdWords, Facebook, Twitter, podcasting, all of it. The reason I've always done well with that is my religion above anything else is where is the attention today and potentially tomorrow, not what worked yesterday.
It's crazy how I feel my whole life. Never had peer pressure, never did anything ever that I didn't want to do because I just didn't value somebody else's opinion over mine. And that comes from good parenting, circumstance, DNA, a million things. I don't know how to teach that. What I'm just trying to do is I'm trying to become, in a weird way, I like being popular because I become your courage. I think the most flattering thing that's happening to me in my life is I'm becoming people's courage because when they take risk and they take ridicule, they point to me. And then I tell their parents to go f*** themselves.
It makes the most sense in the world to go high risk in your youth. Because you can live at your parents' house, you two and 19 people watching can live in a studio 21 deep. I know it, I lived it, I saw it, I watched it. Like, this is exactly when you guys are supposed to take two core leaps of faith. Either go and do it for yourself or get close to something that you believe in completely.
If you let somebody else's opinion, whether your spouse, your boss, your mom, your aunt, your best friend, if you genuinely, genuinely are living your only life, which, oh, by the way, by modern scientific terminology, is 400 trillion to one. If you even could comprehend how ridiculous it is that we are even alive, like, do you understand how ludicrous it is that you have a life? There's nothing mathematically in life that can happen that is more ridiculous than the fact that you got one. You're more likely to get struck by lightning 14 times than have a life. Forward, forward, forward. Mindset, all of that leads to one thing. If you do not become a practitioner of how to communicate on the social networks of today, you are 100% irrelevant. Don't like it? Tough. Figure it out, execute it. My friends, negativity can lead at halftime. Kindness always wins the game.
Your life is predicated on when you get real quiet and you can't hear another person's two cents.
The reason I can work 17 hours a day is because I'm not spending 15 hours a day dwelling or looking back. Faking it to make it is the great flaw of this generation. Please don't do it. Please stop listening to anybody but yourself. Please eliminate negativity from your life, because if you want to really win, it is absolutely by reinforcing positivity. So get real quiet in here, get real selective about who you're spending time with, and most of all, speak the truth. Do the right thing. Kindness is cool. Truth is cool. Don't act like you've made it. Talk about the journey of trying to make it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks. Exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep, anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.